This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to let you know, friends, that we are actually broadcasting from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee today. Little did we know what we were getting ourselves into when we came to Pigeon Forge. With that said, I want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you can do so. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to watch us live, you can do that on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, friends, and click us on YouTube. Enjoy us and join us as well live on live chat over on Sons of Liberty Media and or Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there as well. We've got much to cover today, but before we do that, I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. I want to cover a couple things real quick before we get over to our topic, which will be how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. And the question I have to ask the American people, when are you going to learn as to how the game is played? I mean, it came from President Ronald Reagan, who actually prophesied, right, I'm speaking sarcastically, that Donald Trump would be the future president. By the way, he did say that. But in saying that, friends, keep in mind, President Ronald Reagan said, politics is just like show business. We're going to get to that. And I guarantee that after you listen to what the insiders say, comparing WWE to that of politics, you're going to understand that you are being duped by the clowns in the circus of politics every step of the way. And adding insult to injury concerning the topic that we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Friends, did you see this? 60 Minutes actually did the people a service. They reminded us as to how insiders such as Nancy Pelosi and other politicians get rich by insider stock market information. Now, I want you to think about this, okay? Because the criminal politicians, before I hit this topic, the criminal politicians are indemnifying themselves against the law that they themselves are to uphold. Let me say it again. The criminal politicians are, in fact, today attempting to indemnify themselves against the law that they are to uphold. As they transgress the laws that they're to uphold, they have the American people believing that what they're doing is legal. I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Dean Garrison did a great article today. It's very short, and it's very poignant. And it also brings about the video from 60 Minutes showing as to how they question those that are guilty of committing the crimes of insider trading and crimes they are, friends. It's funny how Beltway politicians always seem to retire as multimillionaires. Folks, I've done a piece on this several times. Yes, we are corrupt. I didn't say it. They're the ones telling you that they're corrupt. It's interesting how they go in. They make $174,000 a year on average, friends, concerning what capacity that they sit incumbent. And it's interesting to note how they go in, and that's all they're making, but they just a matter of a year or two or 3 years, it's interesting. They're millionaires. Do you think they come by these windfall fortunes, honestly? I mean, just think about that. Absolutely not. I want you to listen to Scripture really quick. This is what it tells us. It says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. That's in Proverbs 11:1. Then you go to Proverbs 20, verse 10. It says, differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to the Lord. Okay? If you go to Proverbs 20, verse 23, differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Let me give you one more scripture to make reference to. When you begin to look at, friends, Scripture in the light of what's taking place, see, the reason they're warring against God is because they're doing it in action, friends. See, the Lord and Christians expose them for who they really are if they're faithful to God. And this is why they're attacking Christians at every given turn. This is why corrupt politicians are funding organizations to attack Christians, friends. And keep in mind, those organizations, 9 times out of 10, are subversive towards American government, just like the politicians that are funding them. They're explained, folks, the ACLU, CARE, other organizations from the top to the bottom, to George Soros remaining without being indicted, and the list goes on and on and on and on, friends. Folks, these people are in it together. They're not at odds one with another. No, friends, they're in it together. Micah 6:10 through 14 says, can I justify wicked scales in a bag of deceitful and deceptive weights? No, for the rich men of the city are full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. And it's exactly what these politicians that are allowed to go ahead and commit the crimes they commit 24/7 against we the people. Again, what am I talking about? 60 Minutes just reminded us how politicians, the likes of Nancy Pelosi, just the tip of the iceberg, and other politicians get rich by insider trading. Folks, listen carefully. A few years back, a huge scandal burst out. It made a cover-up of everything as always. Steve Croft reported that members of Congress can somehow legally trade stock based on non-public information from Capitol Hill, and the main star of the show was, guess who, friends, Nancy Pelosi. Does this explain why she's still there? Of course, friends. The fox in the chicken coop is not there to weed them out, but rather to protect them, friends, and this being just the case. Pelosi and her husband participated in an initial public offering of Visa in 2008. And according to CBS, they bought 5,000 shares at the initial price of $44 apiece. 2 days later, shares were trading at $64 apiece, said CBS. The network reported that the investment came at the same time a piece of legislation that was opposed by credit card companies was making its way through the House. Congress has never done more for consumers, nor has the Congress passed more critical reforms of the credit card industry than under the speakership of Nancy Pelosi, said Pelosi's spokesman, Drew Hamill. He said in a statement a few days after the report came out, CBS said it used a starting point story to do the research of Peter Schweitzer, a fellow at the Hoover Institution, a conservative think tank at Stanford University. About a year ago, he began work on a book about soft corruption in Washington.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee today. We've done TV out here. We've preached out here. And we're just waiting for our layover now to get back home, back into snowy Minnesota. But with that said, if you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking in just a couple minutes about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. And the question I have to lay to your candor is, when are the American people going to learn? Just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about, again, on the first segment, 60 Minutes is reminding us how politicians and other politicians, namely Nancy Pelosi, get rich by insider trading. And I want you to think about that. Because what you're seeing, friends, is criminal politicians indemnifying themselves, safe-ouching themselves against the law that they're to uphold. Friends, they're indemnifying themselves against the law that they themselves are up to uphold. And it's interesting, the vernacular that the American people take on, that for some reason or another, they believe that, well, this insider trading that many corrupt politicians, which is more than not, in Washington, D.C., are getting rich off of, somehow it's legal to do that. And again, I'm being facetious, and I'm talking about being facetious towards the ignorance of the American people that don't take the time to know the difference. This is absolutely ridiculous. I started off, friends, sharing with you how the Beltway politicians seem to retire as millionaires. By the way, Nancy Pelosi and her husband are millionaires how many times over? Hundreds of times over. And why is that? How could that be possible off $174,000 a year? Well, folks, they're doing just exactly what I'm talking about even now. It's illegal trade stock insider trading that's going on here. Steve Croft reported that members of Congress can legally trade stock based on non-public information. That means they get the information before you do. From Capitol Hill, and the main star of the show, again, was none other than Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi and her husband participated in an initial public hearing of Visa in 2008, and according to CBS, they bought 5,000 shares at the initial price of $44 apiece. 2 days later, the shares were trading at $64 apiece. Okay? Congress has done more for the consumers, said Nancy Pelosi's spokesperson, Drew Hamill. She and others in Congress have passed more critical reforms of the credit card industry than under the speakership of Nancy Pelosi. Give me a break, friends. Here again is another politician, just like a good majority of them, what they say they're fighting against, in many cases again, and I'm going to go as far as saying 9 times out of 10, what they claim that they're fighting against, you're going to find out, friends, that they're guilty of participating in the very crimes that they say that they're actually negating. We need to think about how this works, friends, and the writing is on the wall. CBS said it used the starting point for the story research of Peter Schweitzer, okay? And what he did is he began work on a book about soft corruption in Washington, D.C., okay? The network then went on and said that it independently verified the material that it used. And then the question that's proposed to we the people is, I wonder how much Pelosi and others have made since then. What's wrong with this picture, America? You ever wonder why candidates spend millions, primarily other people's money, to gain jobs that pay them less than $200,000 a year? Hey, folks, did you know that it costs approximately $250 million to make it to the people's White House? Do you know what a president gets paid today? Between $400,000 and $450,000 a year. So you need to understand that there's special interest, friends, around those people making it to the people's White House because they need representatives concerning who they are. And you better know that once they get there, friends, it's payback. It's time to pay the piper concerning those that helped them get into office in the first place. Now listen to this. 60 Minutes and their piece that they did is a major clue as to why they do what they do. And more than not, friends, what we see is these people acting out as if they're actually working for the interest of the American people. They're not there to work for the interest of the American people, friends. They're there working for their own interests because they're inside trading, friends. They're getting insider information before the public gets it. And this is how they become millionaires hundreds of times over. I kid you negative. This is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, this is done by Dean Garrison. It's a great article. It's a short article, but it also presents a video along with the content. Friends, do yourself a favor. Get educated. It's less than 15 minutes to watch it, but it is outstanding. But I want to tell you this. Watch it sitting down because you're going to be angered in a great way, friends, after you get done watching this. But this is what's happening in Washington, D.C. all day long. And for the most part, America, if you judge them by their fruit, you know exactly what I'm telling you is the truth of the matter. I want to hit one more thing before we get over to our topic. Did anybody pay attention to the hypocrisy going on again under Donald Trump and his criminal administration? Just today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Susan Hammer reported the Trump DOJ, Donald Trump's DOJ, listen to me carefully, Donald Trump's DOJ, remember that DOJ that he could do whatever he wanted to do with, recommends 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone in fake Russian collusion investigation. I'm not making this up. Donald Trump's DOJ is recommending 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone in fake Russian collusion. It's my understanding that Roger Stone is there in defending Donald Trump. So what does Donald Trump do? He uses his DOJ to go after Roger Stone. I got a question for you, Mr. President Donald Trump. What about Hillary Clinton? Why is it that she's still enjoying impunity? She was the one that was actually trading off uranium ore with the Russians. You know it, and I know it. Mr. President, how many scandals have the Clintons been a part of? But yet you called them good people after you won the president's the people's White House. But before that, when you were on the campaign trail, you said you were going to bring forth that special prosecutor. Mr. President, I'm curious. Why is it that James Comey wasn't prosecuted? Mr. President, I'm kind of curious to know why Barack Hussein Obama, instead of being indicted and prosecuted, why is it that he's enjoying impunity? And to top it off, he's buying a brand new $11.5 million mansion in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Folks, I could go on and on and on. Look at the hypocrisy that's being played out here. You can find that article as well on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends. I believe what you're hearing right now is very telling as to what we're dealing with in the People's White House. If you can't see it for what it is, friends, at this point, I honestly don't know what it is that you need to see or hear before you wake up. Yesterday, I shared with you how Judicial Watch reported on the Trump administration funneling tens of millions of dollars of taxpayers' dollars in America, reallocating them to Muslim terror-tied organizations in America, three times of that of Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Now, did I say it? Nope. I was standing up with Tom Fenton and the likes of Judicial Watch warning the American people that this administration, just like that of Nancy Pelosi and other politicians, what they claim to fight against are the very things that they're advocating for, friends, just like what I highlighted yesterday. Now, I say that for the very purpose, friends, that the writing, again, is on the wall. You know, the ridicule that I received from people was absolutely second to none. Was it profound? Absolutely not. Was it stupidity? Every single step of the way. I mean, today's conservatives, which are in fact yesterday's liberals, keep in mind, these were the same sort of people that were responsible for saying, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar. Well, they're saying the same thing today. Crucify guys like Bradley, crucify guys like Judicial Watch and others that are willing to stand up and tell you the truth concerning the likes of this current administration. These are the ones saying, crucify them, we have no king but Donald Trump. Now, I'm saying that, friends, for the very purpose that you might understand. Can you imagine if there was a precipice behind me? And I was at the top of this mountain, and that precipice was right behind me, as I said. And all of a sudden, I looked over the top of the precipice, and I see all these cars going over the end of the cliff, crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Now, is it love to remove myself and watch them go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? Or is it love for me to get up in their face and wave my hands up and down at the top of my lungs, trying to share with those people that you're being lied to? That the people that you're praising are in fact the ones that removed the signs, and they are the ones that are telling you to go over the end of the precipice to go ahead and destroy yourself. Can I ask you something, friends? Which one's love? The one that gets up in the face of the people and loves them enough to tell them the truth of the matter. Is that right? Because a faithful witness delivers souls. It's also interesting to note in that portion of Scripture, keeping it in context, how it says, on the other hand, a flattering tongue spoils the soul. The flattering tongue is what's destroying you, America. Guys like me and a very few across the United States of America are the ones that are loving on the Lord and on you enough to tell you the truth. Don't shoot the messenger, friends. But that's what today's conservatives do because they're too ignorant and they're too willfully blind to actually take notice of what's going on in this country. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News the president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost this state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, please stick to the topic today because I'm covering much in the hour allotted. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Dave from San Francisco, thank you for the phone call, but you'd be getting me off topic right now. So if you want to call in and talk about what we're talking about, I'll be more than happy in taking that phone call. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch this live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll also find 13 articles every day posted from those across the country that are in the culture war. If you want to jump over to Before It's News, you can watch us there as well, beforeitsnews.com. Now let's get to the topic. How the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. And again, I want to lay to your candor. When will Americans learn? It's not a question that I can answer for you, but I can write about it, and I can make reference to law, both found in the Word of God and the Constitution. Ronald Reagan said, politics is just like show business. Now, I want to take you back just a little bit, okay, to lay this quick premise. Do you remember criminal Barack Hussein Obama after acting as the sitting senator for a whopping 143 days? Wasn't that a miracle? No, that's a plant. Remember when he became the president of the United States of America with his hand-picked revival for the presidency? None other than Hillary Clinton. By the way, the first cycle before Barack Hussein Obama became the president of the United States of America, keep in mind that was legit. 68% of his voters were between the ages of 18 and 33 years old. But also keep in mind, after people got a little taste of as who he was, remember when the second term came up, he was going to easily be voted out. Remember all the massive voter fraud that took place? And then he was caught on a hot mic speaking to the ambassador from Russia, talking about how when he's done with his second term, well, guess what, friends? Nobody voted him in for a second term at that point. And again, this shows you how the game is being played. Who is his arch rival? Who is put up as his arch rival? Hillary Clinton. Do you remember the piece that I did on the commencement of her presidential run for the president of the United States of America? Do you remember that there was 22 people that showed up? Do you remember that a majority of those that showed up were the mainstream media to blow her up to be a lot bigger than what she really is? In other words, what I'm saying, friends, she never had the support. And that's why I was kind of humored when I seen the same thing going on with her and Donald Trump. We already knew that Hillary Clinton didn't have the support. We already knew that Hillary Clinton was caught on Craigslist actually hiring people to basically sit down and act like that they were there in support of her presidential run for the People's White House. Do you remember all of this? And by the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Their Twitter accounts were fake. Their Facebook accounts were fake. Friends, you need to understand that everything that's going on in your country right now, even today, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I continuously tell you, friends, how they put up arch rivals one against another. We talk about Pete Buttigieg. You hear the conservatives of the day getting caught up with the media that they say they don't believe in their talking points, right? Well, they're trying to make him legitimate. Well, you look at Kamala Harris. They're trying to make her legitimate. Michael Bloomberg, they're trying to make him legitimate. They're trying to make Elizabeth Warren, they're trying to make her legitimate. Amy Klobuchar, they're trying to make her legitimate. Friends, all of these, as you would call the left, are those that the American people would never vote for in a million years. Easy, hands down. What are they doing? They're picking the candidates that they want you to choose from. They already know that you're not going to pick from the left side of the aisle. That drives support to the very guy that's doing to you what you were afraid that the left was going to do to you. And this we're finding out about Donald Trump's administration day after day, week after week, month after month. Now Donald Trump has so deceived, along with the mainstream media, that he continuously calls fake news. Them hand in glove working together have now ensured themselves, friends, a second cycle to do again what you were afraid that the left was going to do to you. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. Judge everything I'm telling you by cross-referencing every point that I make. I am so sick and tired of going online and saying, well, you know what, Bradley, I agree with this part. Yep, and let me guess, the part that you don't agree with is when it comes to your idol that you serve. You can go ahead and say whatever you want, and I agree with everything that you say, but you better not call out Donald Trump for his crimes. You are an accomplice to his crimes, and you deserve what you get. Moving on. Friends, we're talking about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. Well, they keep the show going because, guess what? They keep filling the seats because the people haven't figured out that it's just a game. And the game that they're playing just happens to include the stupidities of those that are there to support them. That's what this comes down to. But let's go back to criminal Barack Hussein Obama and that of Hillary Clinton. Do you see the feud begins on the campaign trail by dividing the unconstitutional party line in order to indoctrinate people to believe that there's a two-party system so they can be divided and to be conquered, Mark 3:25? And, of course, you do all of this by contriving such a system to drive the American people into compliance. Into compliance. Simply drive them in this particular case to their favorite hand-picked candidate in hopes of putting them into the People's White House. And let me remind you again today, okay, in the current system, in the present today, there's over 200 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. And to prove my point, friends, as to what I was just highlighting, how many of you heard of and how many of you heard from outside of those that they delivered you up? And who are the ones that they delivered up, friends? Well, where do they have their cameras? Who are they continuously using to fill the seats? Who's promoting the fight? The ones that I named. It's simple, friends. What you have today are hand-picked individuals that work for the agenda to go forward regardless of who wins left or right. That's just how it works. Lies are contrived and stirred up about each other on both sides, as were their fabricated victories, friends. And they're fabricated. They love to promote themselves. They love to pat themselves on the back, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that the Bible tells us that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. These are a bunch of low-life criminals is what they are, friends, living off a bunch of people. They're a bunch of leeches. They're a bunch of parasites living off the rest of us, telling us what it is that we want to hear because we're a principled people. And then once they take office, they turn on the people, just like Judas. Now, let me go back to this little feud between Hillary and Barack. Hillary Clinton said, today I'm standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can. This is after she lost. Did you hear what I said? Hillary Clinton stands up after she lost to Barack Hussein Obama and says, today I'm standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can. Now, this, of course, is to delude the truth and lying with the hopes that you will settle for the lesser of two evils. You know, Spurgeon said of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. He's exactly right. Because again, you need to keep in mind that they were delivered up as your choice for the next president, not understanding that both actors in the circus of politics were delivered up by the same people, the same powers that be. Remember what President Franklin D. Roosevelt said. He said, presidents are not selected. I'm sorry, I always get that messed up there. Presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, not elected. Now let's go back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said to Barack Hussein Obama on the campaign trail as they were poising them one against another for the idiots that were watching that didn't know the difference, I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in the inner city of Chicago. Then in the background you hear what? All these useful idiots cheering on Hillary Clinton. Okay? The crowd is then stirred up as they cheer her on, right? A few of them, not a majority. But in the end, Barack Hussein Obama wins and then appoints his rival. Just think about this. The rivals were Barack and Hillary Clinton. Do you remember this? After he wins, he then appoints Hillary Clinton into the position of Secretary of State. Is anybody paying attention? As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama said about Hillary Clinton, I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she's played during the course of my administration. Hey, folks, I remember years ago, did you ever see the Harmon Globetrotters? The Harmon Globetrotters travel with a team, their opposition. They're paid to lose to the Harmon Globetrotters every time they play. They're paid to play the villains to every audience across the country. And we already know at the end of the show, the Harmon Globetrotters are going to win. And we all know throughout the duration of the show who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. It's the same thing in politics. By the way, Donald Trump, remember the prosecutor that he was going to lay? He was going to sick on none other than Hillary Clinton. And then 41 seconds into it, he says just the opposite. And then a couple days later, what does he do? He goes on national television and talks about how good the Clintons are. Isn't that what Barack Hussein Obama did? And by the way, isn't that exactly what Donald Trump did too, saying that Barack Hussein Obama is going to go down as the worst president in history? And then when he meets him in the People's White House, after he wins the People's White House again, he gets in front of the world and he says that Barack Hussein Obama is first class. Does that not anger you, friends? I mean, I honestly understand why the Lord judges nations who lay it not to heart. I'm angry about what's going on in this country. I'm not happy about what's going on in this country. I have a care for the afflictions of the poor and the humble and the righteous in this country. Do you? Do you not? Because if you don't, where's the Holy Ghost? Where's the gratitude for the price paid for the freedoms that you have? This is why the Lord judges nations that are not valiant for the truth. I live my message, friends. And I'm angry about the hypocrisy and the crimes going on in front of our faces. Because if things are bad now, just imagine what they're going to be like for our kids if we don't intervene today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. One more segment coming up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going, and it continues on, friends, because of the stupidity and ignorance of the American people. I don't, honestly, listen to me carefully. I don't care that offends you, because it's true. Offend means anything in Webster's 1828 is a transgression of God's moral law. Your apathy and your tolerance is what's destroying this country, because you willfully reject the truth that can change this country. You're no good to us. You're no good to God. You're no good to the devil. You're your own worst enemy, because you stand for nothing and you fall for everything. And we're seeing too much of that in this country today. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama and the arch rival that was put up by the mainstream media and the powers that be, the CIA-controlled mainstream media, against Hillary Clinton. How they warred against each other concerning their presidential run for the People's White House. And then when they get there, all of a sudden, what does Barack Hussein Obama do? He appoints Hillary Clinton to the Secretary of State. Same exact thing Donald Trump did, friends. He didn't appoint her to anything, but he's allowed her to ride above the laws that she has transgressed. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and see what's going on with Roger Stone, friends, and that will prove the point to a T. I want you to remember something here. The feuds that go on between politicians is pre-scripted. I mean, it's nothing short of pro wrestling. And again, the clowns acting out in the circus of politics with pre-scripted results every step of the way. Every step of the way. Franklin Roosevelt said, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. He said this in the 30s. Do you remember after his criminal administration and his incumbency was, and his tenure was expired, Barack Hussein Obama? Do you remember what he did? He publicly began to endorse Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States of America. You see how this is going? You see how this has played out? Former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was telling the truth. Politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. See, this piece is about being principled, about acting in accordance with morality and showing good recognition of right and wrong according to Deuteronomy 25:1, showing reverence to the Most High God. It's not about defending the politician with your favorite jersey on. And hopefully this helps to open your eyes. Read Acts 26, verse 18, to the games that are being played with you, the American people, as the pawns on the game board by that of ill-designing men. That's what's happening here, friends. President D. Eisenhower said, Dwight D. Eisenhower, he said, when a people value its privileges above its principles, they soon lose both. Is that what's happening? Oh, my goodness. Yep, that's exactly what's happening. It reminds me of this. Have you ever seen a tsunami? It's an earthquake in the water. I've seen videos of it, and it's horrifying. But what you see is you see a bunch of people on a beach entertaining themselves, having a good time in repose, hopefully just taking a break for a minute. What that's like, I don't know. But I understand why they do it. But I seen a video of just a whole mess of people on a beach, and then all of a sudden here comes this tsunami. They weren't waiting for it. No one warned them about the tsunami. And all of a sudden, before they knew it, they turned around and looked behind them. And at that point, it was too late. America, that's what's going on in this country today. Mark my words. Mark them. Write them down. Write down the date, February 12th. Bradley said this at 3:52. Mark them down. A tsunami, friends, is on its way. You better turn around and get back on the old path and seek the face of God and ask Him for mercy for being a partaker of where this country is today. I have. I do every day. And true repentance seeks out to take vengeance on that which destroyed this country. And it's exactly what I'm doing. I'm tired of being a spectator, playing it out in the rock and roll world. I was just as busy doing what I was doing in the world, but for the wrong reasons, not for the right reasons. I was doing it for myself. Now I'm doing it for you. When a people value its privileges above its principles, they soon lose both. Friends, a patriot is defined as a person who is true to God and to his country, to the Constitution, for which hundreds of thousands have fought, bled, and died, ratifying concerning the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution against tyrants in foreign lands. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Now, I want to get to this before the end of the show. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to pro wrestling matches. As a matter of fact, I was just at that place, the new building, about 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis. I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium, how I thought to myself, how the roof stayed intact, considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother, and they would be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, just like those that partake in politics today. In this pro wrestling match, my mother and my brother, all the while knowing that it was completely fake, they were laughing sadistically. And the reason they were both laughing is because we all knew that it was a facade, fake, fabricated, fictitious. We had enough sense to know that. Just think, friends, Ed McMahon, that guy is a billionaire off of deceit. So are politicians. After it was all over, this pro wrestling match, we would leave the building and everyone's voice was completely worn out. And in the meantime, the Pro Wrestling Federation CEO at that time were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so that fans could be lied to on another day, just like politics today. Now, what's crazy about all of this is that the people knew that it was all fake, premised on nothing but lies. Jeremiah 5:31, read it. Yet the people playing the fools to their own financial demise were right there to give money to pay to see the show again. Listen, former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said again, in my era of wrestling, there were no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make the money. Is that what's happening in politics today? Oh, you know it is. You know it is. Furthermore, you know the deceptive means that Pro Wrestling Federation would conjure up. The bad guys that they created were feuding with the good guys that they created, and all of it was pre-scripted to entertain the public to bring about the outcome that they pre-planned, just like politics. Behind closed doors, everyone also knew that these created arch enemies were the best of friends. I just shared with you yesterday, friends, a picture of Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. It was recently taken. Man, they're smiling like they're the best of friends. Their faces are about 6 inches apart from each other. Almost look like a husband and a wife. I shared with you yesterday, friends, I thought they were arch enemies. I thought she wanted him impeached. The same thing with Romney, a brand new picture of Donald Trump and Romney having dinner together like they're the best of buddies. Well, guess what, friends? Behind closed doors, they're just doing their job. They are the best of friends in many cases. Hey, it's the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama and Donald Trump. After he won, man, they were like two little boys, I mean, gleefully going on in life. Like they just won the world, like they are on top of the mountain. Man, that's crazy how that works, isn't it? Friends, they are the best of friends. They're actors. Just like in pro wrestling, they're actors. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Did you know that John Cena and Randy Orton would both debut in 2002 as arch enemies, set one against another, poised against each other? In the years that followed, both would rise to major superstar status, having won 12 and 15 WWE championships. By the way, Ed McMahon, the owner, the CEO, who's a billionaire of WWE, he's really good friends with Donald Trump, so much that Donald Trump appointed his wife as a small business appointee in his administration. But back to the point, John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a contrived rivalry filled with personality, amnesty, and hatred. Whoa, that's crazy. But did you know that behind closed doors, friends, that they're the best of friends? Did you know that Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar, who on camera at WWE put away from the sideshow, Heyman, is not just a mouthpiece of the beast, but also a friend of the wild animal. They're best of friends. Did you know that Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper, they go back a long ways, coming face to face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Just so you know, the animosity and the rival and the feud, it was all created. In fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. Friends, do you really believe that this isn't exactly, let me say it this way, this is a reflection of politicians to the T. And you need to wake up as to how you're being played, America, because you are. Matter of fact, you're the pawn on their board. And while you laugh at them, keep in mind, they're laughing at you. And I don't like it. Do you? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.